going to call the newspapers, the TV station, the gas station, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Ooh, no funny thing to play there, Lou? Nothing funny? Nothing funny?
Buttier Sensei!
Oh, wow, I'm booming. Let me turn this down, folks. Sorry about your ears. Sorry about your ears, folks. Let me turn it down there. Okay, that's a little... Oh, that's a little... now, right there. I think we got it. That's going to sound good on the recording. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. It is the 28th of April, 2010. It is 5 p.m. Oh, it's 5.01 p.m. now, if you're here at UBroadcast or on DutchJones.tk or on Facebook, watching the implanted or embedded or whatever the technical term is there for the show. The chat room is up and active in the... Up and Adam at the UBroadcast website. Remember, if you want to be able to chat with us and not just listen and see what we're typing, you need to sign in. There's no cost. It's somewhere over in Europe. Who knows what it is. It's just so you can use your name. You see we've got Jaws of Life, The Lost Soul, and Olima. Olima is in there. And so that way you can actually type and take part in the show, and that's the silent way of doing it. If you want to take part in the show, you can call 559 561-8225. You guys in the chat room, let me know if I'm over-modulating, if I sound like I'm screaming in your face or something, let me know. That's the one inconsistency here. I don't know what it is, but it's the audio goes all over the place. We're looking into getting a new soundboard. And remember, our next hour, our 6 to 7 o'clock hour, will be on Liberty Tree Radio also, live. So we'll be opening up a whole new area of listeners there. Thank you, Olima, says I sound good. Olima. I like that. It always reminds me of Olympia or, you know, something like that. I don't know. And then when I was a kid, we used to get a kind of butter called Oleo, I think it was called. And it reminds me, it's a good memory, getting up in the morning, getting toast. So I love it when I see your name in there. Well, I've gotten about 20 phone calls and about a dozen, or excuse me, about 20 to 30 emails and about a dozen phone calls about what happened with First Amendment Radio. And I think I'm going to have my last word on it here on this show. Other than just going back and forth in the email, I don't want to waste any more time on it. But Nicholas is now sending out. He's the guy that he's the only guy over there that operates First Amendment Radio. It's him and a house and a bunch of computers, and he is running a show over there. And he's sending out emails with my personal information on them. So if you are listening to this and you're a friend of Nicholas's, or you are Nicholas, you need to stop. I'm sure one of these little guests that isn't signing in is Nicholas. I'm sure he's just so angry. He has to know what I'm doing. But I left, not apologizing. Hey, Rocky Hill Ranger, but do not send out any more letters with my name. The people you're sending them to are on my side, and they think you're a dweeb, okay? So, you're just looking like a punk, Nicholas.
They think he's more of a dweeb now.
Now they think you're more of a dweeb because you're trying to hurt me. You don't want to hurt me because I just don't want to go there. I have at my disposal all kinds of really neat things to do electronically, and you don't want to fight with me on this, okay? I know you're probably listening, or it'll get back to you because you're just that kind of way.
You're teasing
the monkey in the gorilla cage when it comes to getting revenge. You were my friend. I was going to keep you as a friend, just not professional, but you had to go ahead and do something that would hurt me in my custody battle. You don't want to do that. I used to make a living at revenge. I was trained by the government to ruin people's lives, okay? Let it die. But just for fun, I send everybody the email. If I don't have your email, email me at dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com and just put in there, I want to see what Nicholas is doing. So the folks at Micro Effect and Liberty Tree Radio are just laughing at you now, Nicholas, because you're looking like a teenage girl who just got dumped by the football quarterback. You know, I'm not even going to ask you for my pin back. You're going to have to find another date for prom, Nicholas. I'm not taking you. So just, I'm praying for you and your family to just have, you know, I don't want you to lose any money because I'm telling the truth and your other guys aren't. You want to have another guy on there that's a white supremacist, Jewish, diamond merchant? Fine, that's cool. You do what you got to do. And if he pays you money, that's good. I wasn't paying you money. I'm glad. But now, I'm good. I'm really good. I love being where I'm at. And I really had no hard feelings until you sent out that email today, so... I'll put your address, I'll Google your house, I'll do a page just for First Amendment Radio so that every federal agency in the country will know where you're at.
Son, you're teasing the gorilla in the monkey house.
So that's just the way I am, okay? I don't take attacks lightly. I was willing to let it go, but that's all I'm going to say about it. Moving on to bigger and better and far more important things. Lewis, I really need some water here. I'm going to have to fold up your computer and get me some water. I'm, like, getting parched already. That's because just before the show, I got that email from the folks over at Micro Effect, and I'm like, huh? But anyway, he was the last thing on my mind until that happened. Arizona is just lighting up. You people are great. You've been sending me these. Esther sent me some stuff and on what's going on in Arizona. And the illegal aliens and their sympathizers, I assume everybody that's protesting is either a member of a family with an illegal alien or an illegal alien themselves, so therefore they're violating the law. They should have just rounded them up there. But I know the law doesn't go into effect until like June or something. But they were threatening to kill Americans with shovels and picks. I saw that on the video. They're going around rubbing, this is funny, refried bean swastikas into buildings. I've always been confused about the Mexican culture. I've never understood how they've been conquered even by France for a period of time. I mean, 200 Spaniards kicked their butt. And now they're telling us that we can't protect our border. Yeah, they did. I'm seeing that Jaws of Life. There must be a little bit of delay. Wiki Operation Wetback. That's right, I have seen that. So now more than ever, the militia is needed. Because so many of the sheep out there in Arizona, well, Arizona maybe not. Arizona's a pretty good state. This is a good time for the militia to show up and get on that border. And when they start rioting, be there. Be ready. I'm not saying be mean to them or shoot at them or beat them up or anything like that. Yeah, Operation Wetback is what Eisenhower did, if you're talking about that one lost soul in the room. Operation Wetback is the answer to the problem. You take it and deport everybody. Kornke, Mark Kornke on a show last night. We don't have his show downloaded for today yet, and so the archives aren't up. But he was saying that get buses, give them a free pair of panties, some socks, some shoes, and some sweats, and send them home. It's the only way to do it. And now you have Butch Napolitano and the Attorney General. I can't remember his name, but isn't he a Hispanic? And Obongo himself threatening Arizona. I tell you what, I am ready to get a U-Haul and move to Arizona because of this. Now, it's pretty bad that we live in California. San Francisco says, let's boycott Arizona because we're one of those cities that gives amnesty, and we're not going to stand for this. Well, good. I'm sure that the rough and ready people of Arizona don't want a bunch of faggots and lesbians and dykes and transgenders or whatever, you know, sexually confused, mentally ill people coming to Arizona for tourism anyway. And I say that if we find out that companies are going to boycott Arizona, we as patriots should boycott those companies and let them know. Pummel them. Like if Pepsi says, oh, we're not going to allow Arizona to have our Pepsi products. I don't know if they're going to do it. But if somebody pulls out, if Taco Bell pulls out of Arizona.
Taco Bell Baron.
Yeah, if Taco Bell pulls out of Arizona, let's boycott Taco Bell. So if you guys out there see any of that going on, I want to know. Yeah, they're talking about Roger Hedgecock had that on. He's awesome. I love Roger Hedgecock. So that's for all you people that say I'm racist. I like that. I see only one color. That's the white of Christ. And if somebody's washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, they're my brother and my sister. So that's all I care about. But we really, really need to focus on this because California's next. Not because our guys are going to do something that's right, but just because of the Hispanic panic that's out there. I've seen it. I've been through riots. I've been at protests. These maniacs from south of the border, I don't know what it is about their culture, but they love to just get out there and throw down. It's going to start happening. It's going to get violent. The death rate in Fresno, the homicide rate, has doubled since last year at this time, and I looked at them all. There was one that was some mentally ill guy that cut his brother's head off or something and then pushed him around in a shopping cart. But the rest were all Hispanic and black gangs in Fresno shooting at each other. We had in the last week in Tulare, which is just a little town south of us, not a little town, about 90 to 110,000, I think it is, a 15-year-old Hispanic youth with an AK-47 or some kind of assault weapon. They said the stories depends on which one you read. Just started shooting at cops for fun, and then they found him and gunned him down in front of his mom, and he threw the gun in the bushes, but they still had I have no problem with that. And then in Fresno, some 15 or 16-year-old gang member kid from the Bulldogs, so I don't know if he was Hispanic or African-American or some, you know, lower-class white guy, started shooting up houses with an AK-47, and then somebody in the house shot him and killed him after he had killed someone on the porch. People keep using the expression, it's the Wild West all over again because of all these guns. No. It's Beirut. It's the Balkans. Because of all this invasion, this forced political correctness that they pushed upon us. I got all these articles I could read you guys, but I know you've read them. I'm starting to prep you guys. I think I'm going to start sending you articles before the show because you people, you know, that have real jobs, unlike me, that are, you know, squeaking by. It's been raining, so we can't go out and do yard work, so we're stuck in here. So we're, like, you know, cleaning weapons, doing all kinds of stuff. But
knife fighting.
We were practicing our knife fighting tactics. What was the one today we were doing? That was Krav Maga commando style?
Commando Krav Maga.
Judo?
Jiu-jitsu.
And Krav Maga mixed. So we're a little bruised. We're attacking each other with the practice knives. But anyway, when it rains like this, we get in there and we read this stuff. This immigration thing is it. It's all planned because that's the next tray of slop they're going to feed you in the buffet of tyranny. That's what's next. You're sliding along with your little tray. You've already gotten your medical. You've already gotten your taking over the automotive industry, the banks. You know, they're going after the stock market. Right next is a great big stinking tray being warmed up of illegal immigration reform. So they're going to need force. We talked to you about putting National Guard troops in Chicago. Well, they're unarmed and they're going to be slaughtered, so that's going to justify the need for a national police force. They let these illegal aliens go nuts. They're going to start rioting in the streets. Militias will probably come out just like they have in the past. And I'm talking way past, like, 1800s, and they'll deal with it. And then they're going to say, oh, all this civil unrest, we have to have a national police force. Let's see. Reliable source, rumors, rumblings in the private security sector. There are contracts in the works to have them on the border in Arizona. Yeah, okay, Rocky Hill Rangers reporting that Blackwater now is, I can't even remember, XE, which is the element for, I don't know, atomic poo or something. But they're going to be on the border. I've seen them on the border already, folks, and I haven't been down there for a year. They were already, you know, they're in Otay Mesa already in California. So they're going to do that. But we need to have militiamen and women and militia kids in safe regions on the border, right? That's what we need to do. This war in Mexico that's going on, it's escalating. It's now hitting into the elite neighborhoods. Businesses are going out. It's Beirut down there. The only thing different between Mexico and Afghanistan or Iraq is that there aren't American troops there murdering media people and civilians.
That's true.
We haven't been dragged into it yet on that level. I'm sure next it'll be advisors. We'll be sending helicopters, that kind of stuff. But wait, there's going to be a request for the UN to go into Mexico to stop this narco-civil war.
What?
We've secured the opium fields in Afghanistan. I don't even know what we're trying to do in Iraq. But if we can secure the lines of distribution through Mexico for the CIA and the government to have their black bag budgets for their black bag operations, what better excuse to go down there and just annex it, you know, gunboat diplomacy all over again? You think Teddy Roosevelt died, carry a big stick, you know, speak softly? It's gunboat diplomacy, but now it's going to be Black Hawk diplomacy. Phoenix is like the kidnapping capital of the world right now. Right? How much worse does it have to get? We were yesterday, and I need to apologize. I forgot about it. I should have done it on the onset, but Nicholas pulled that stupid stunt. And Lewis got hung up at a electronics repair store because we're trying to get some stuff fixed for our FM side. We got our amplifier built, and he donated the time. He built our 400-watt amplifier, but now we need a power supply. We need a 48-volt, 20-amp power supply. But anyway, we were in there, and this was like old-time Cracker Barrel sitting around the fireplace, rednecks and good old boy Mexican guys coming in and just talking politics. It was awesome. Believe it or not, I just shut up and listened for a while. I gave them some spiel. They thought I was a pastor. I had to correct them on that because I knew I was coming from the Church of Kauai to pick up some stuff. But once they realized I wasn't a pastor, they kind of let stuff go, and I started agreeing with them. They're talking about Obama taking over, tyranny, the UN disarmament treaty, FEMA camps, all these regular Joes, truck drivers, farm workers, you know, educated people. It didn't matter if they were white or brown or whatever to me. I didn't care, although the Mexican guy said a little more quiet when I was talking about illegal immigration. But that's just the way it is.
But we do it in Mexico all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. No, they don't let illegal aliens into Mexico. They kill them when they come in from Guatemala.
That's true.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you. Vote for Pepe. What was his name? Pedro?
Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
That's what's going to happen if you people don't do something, folks. If you don't take a stand now, we will have an illegal alien. Well, we already have an illegal alien. We will have a Mesoamerican illegal alien for president. Anyway, so we're sitting around talking to these guys. It ended up being like 5 till 5, and I go, oh, man. But I enjoyed it so much because we made some good connections. I got a pulse of the non-informed patriots. These are people that are unaffiliated. They're not even Tea Party people. They're just guys breaking their back every day. Jaws of Life said that's the best soundbite yet, Lou. So everybody's mad. Even the Mexican legal folks that were here were mad about illegal immigration that I was talking to. But my fear, they keep using the race card in this. That's what they want. Because if they can keep blaming whitey and anger the non-whites, and it's stupid because that's not what it's about. It's socioeconomic. It's cultural. I would love nothing better than for a civil war to take place in Mexico and a Mexican Thomas Jefferson and a John Adams to rise up and give those people the first freedom they've ever had. Because if you look at the history of Mexico, from the time of the pagans through the European occupations to now, they've never, ever been free. The Mexican people have never tasted freedom, and they deserve freedom just like any other of God's creation. I got to move my microphone stand here. It's vibrating. So you've got to get over this racial thing that they're doing, but that doesn't mean sit there and let them slaughter you. I don't think we can educate the militant expatriates from Mexico, the illegal aliens or the expatriates that are here. They are a fifth column. They are training. They are well supplied. I mean, they're used. I mean, the violent ones among them are used to killing and shooting people. And I hate to say this, but most militia people out there don't know how to do anything else other than punch holes in paper. I am still getting emails from people that say, and these are people that have jobs, that have been in the movement, what kind of gun should I get? How do I get a firearm? Do I have to register it? Especially from California. Where can I get a gun? People, it's almost too late. We're on the Titanic, the women and children are gone, and the boat's tipping. You know, it's time to start building your lifeboat like 4 months ago. So get on the ball. And I'm real nice to these people. I'm real nice to the people that call like that. I give them the simple advice, go to gunbroker.com, type in Mosin Nagant, buy a Mosin Nagant that's made before the war, Great War, or after the war, for $100. I saw them on there, $90 today to $150 for a Mosin Nagant, for one of the long model 91s. Then you go on eBay, you get yourself a flash suppressor for about $7, you get yourself a Scout scope mount for it, so it's forward, you don't have to worry about turning down the bolt, one pin and a screw, you mount that in, you get yourself a long eye relief scope off of eBay for about $40, you have yourself a decent weapon. Now that's not good for house to house. You're also going to need a 12-gauge shotgun, something that holds more than five, you know, one of the extended magazines, something with a stock. Don't get just the pistol. I hate that. Because you can't shoot it accurately. You want something you can shoulder. You get yourself a 12-gauge Maverick. I don't care. With the 18.5-inch barrel, if it comes with a longer barrel, put it in your trunk and use it for gathering food later. But that's it. I don't know what else you're going to do. Especially here in California, you can't get semi-autos anymore. They're just not available. They're too high priced. Big Five, whatever, you know, Gart Brothers, whatever department sporting goods store you have, go and get something. And then convert your FRNs into bullets, beans, and Band-Aids. Because like Cornkey says, I keep saying Cornkey like he's my best friend, I don't mean any insult. DJ, please tell the pastor not to miss Glenn Beck tonight. He always watches Glenn Beck, by the way, Rocky Hill Ranger. Lost my train of thought there, I saw DJ. Everything's too high priced, but you can still get some stuff. Mark Kornke, on his show, The Intelligence Report, which airs on Liberty Tree Radio, we air it up here on our FM. I may start throwing some of the shows up on here when we get more bandwidth, I promise. We just can't upload anything. We're hurting. You've got to get gas masks, extra gas masks at 125%. If you get five people in your family, get seven gas masks because you're going to need them for friends. And learn how to use them. There's all kinds of training out there. Liberty Tree Radio has some two-disc training. They're really not that hard to use, but you got to know the simple steps. You got to get used to using them. You know, you got to do that. Okay, Jaws of Life is saying she got a 25-pound bag of rice at Costco last night for $9. I told you, do not turn down any opportunity to get that kind of food. We just got beans, rice, government pork from the government handout. I don't have an income. I'm one of them scum-sucking people that takes money off the fat of the government. Well, it's my money that they took. The last year, 5 years ago, I paid taxes. I paid over $30,000 in taxes jointly. I'm trying to get it back. Beans, rice, long storage food. We got baby food today. Because they just said, do you have a family? I said, yes. They said, how old are your kids? 14 and 9. And they gave me a box, and it had baby food in it. We threw the baby food in the long storage bin. We got a rolling bin right next to the door. When they come, and if we get a chance to get out, we're taking it with us. Going to put it in one of our 4x4s. We're acquiring another 4x4 right now. We'll be up to three of them, because there's three of us. Lou's almost old enough to drive. You can follow in the Suzuki Samurai. Stacy can drive the 4Runner, and I'll drive the Toyota pickup. We're going to load our gear in and head straight up the hills on the old mining trails. We've got bug-out locations. We've got everything planned. Do you? Do you have everything planned? Or have you just been playing a game? I'm running into so many poser militia people now. It's not even funny. We have people panicking, but at least they're doing something. We have people at the last minute. I need a trigger assembly. I need a scope. Why didn't you do this 2 months ago when this stuff started? Why didn't you do it 2 years ago? I didn't think it was going to be that fast. We lost three people from our church because of the fear. If you were listening before the show, we played that sermon again, Overcoming the Spirit of Fear. Overcoming the spirit of fear. That's their greatest weapon against us right now, folks. So if you're preparing and you have your mindset on the goal, you're not going to lose anything. Found out at the radio shop yesterday that there's a special executive order, and I apologize, I didn't look for it, but these guys were ham radio operators, that the FCC, which I thought they always had this right, but under executive order that was signed this week, they can seize all manners of communication in a national emergency or a regional emergency. So those of you that have got ham radios and repeaters up, they're going to take them, if you let them have them. How are you going to stop them from taking them? How are you going to keep your repeater system up if you don't have a gun? If you don't have the support of your community that's going to bushwhack, booby trap, or make it impossible for them to get to the location of your repeater? Do you understand what I'm saying, people? We are at war. We didn't declare it. We slowly slipped into it, and then boom, they let one trap go. They kind of let their hand be seen. What they were, you know, their poker face isn't any good either, but we know what's going on now. And what are you going to do about it? How are you going to stay up against the wall? Are you going to go willingly? Are you going to kick and fight and scream? Or are you just going to be nowhere to be found? So, we're changing our attitudes up here at the church. We've got a core of people that we love and respect. We've got new people that we're going to learn to love no matter how bad they smell. No, I'm just kidding. But people that have been there for us, and even our conference this year, we were talking today, our Old Paths conference, we're going to make it reservation only, 250 people. And if we don't know you, you know, we'll be nice and stuff, but the relationships have got to be slow now. We don't trust anybody unless they've been there already. I've talked about this in the past, you know, about being tactical, but now we're talking about being strategical. What is strategery? You know, monkey-faced Bush used to say, strategery. We've got to be careful about who we let around us now. We've got to be intelligent and discerning and let the Holy Spirit show us. So by all means, come to our church services. Share with us. That's how we're going to get to know you. Okay? So, no, it's not you, Rocky Hill Ranger. You don't have to sniff your armpits. In fact, there's nobody currently coming to the church. But you understand what I'm saying right now. We've got to protect ourselves. We've got to protect our assets. We can't have stupid people running around telling everybody what we're doing, Nicholas. So we have to be very careful. We have to be vigilant, but we have to constantly be building our arsenal. I was talking, when I say arsenal, I don't always just mean guns. I should say our survival gear. That Mosin Nagant, people are laughing. It's a $100 gun worth about $50, and you're going to put a $40 scope on it. You're going to shoot this ammo that's probably 30 or 40 years old. It's a coupon gun. You let your enemy be your quartermaster. I always talk about the SWAT guys and UN guys when they go against the Constitution and finally start attacking the people. Not now, but when the war starts, they're mobile supply pods. They're two-legged moose. And you've got to be wise that way, but you got to have something to be in the game. You don't go to, you know, you got to have something to start. So a Mosin Nagant, if you don't know what that is, it's a Russian Soviet-made rifle, longest-serving rifle in combat. It's great. We found out about FR-8s recently, the Spanish Mauser FR-8. It is a 308 bolt-action rifle. Beautiful. It's like the only, the way it was described in one thing I was reading today, the only bolt-action assault rifle. It's magazine fed from the top, you know, it's an enclosed box magazine, 308. It's got incredible German steel in it, and it's just something they made for their militias and their civil guards during World War II. And they got really good steel. So one guy said that they have got someone just took a bathroom break in the chat room. That's kind of funny. They put I think it was HK or FNL, whatever, some really good German steel in it. So it'd be HK probably. For the barrels. They look awesome. Google it. FR-8 Spanish Mauser. They're a little more expensive, but the one I saw, I mean, people are buying these, cleaning the Cosmoline off, and getting like sub-minute of angle. You know, their groups are less than an inch at 100 yards with iron sights. The Mosin Nagants that we have now are that way. You know, we're kind of picky, and we know how to pick them. I don't pick anything made during the war because they were rapidly put out. But stuff after 45 and stuff before 37 are really good. And if you live in a free state, you can get them as curio and relics. They're cash and carry. And they take a 7.62 by 54 round, not the 7.62 by 51. That's the American 308. You know, the one the M60 fires, the sniper rifles, 308. That's a 51 millimeter long. This is a 7.62 by 54. It's a little bit longer. It's an intermediate round between that and, say, the 30-06, however long. You guys at Reload tell me, you know, how long the 30-06 is. But, and the rounds are cheap. 440 rounds for like $150 off of Ammo Guy or Cheaper Than Dirt. You got to shop around, but you can find them. And Mark Kornke is warning that the ammo reprieve that we're experiencing right now, that ammo is a little bit available, is not going to last. I mean, I don't want to trigger a panic purchase, but be wise and start buying ammo. If you got it, if you got a little bit of extra, so many people are hurting. I know people that are barely making their house payments, much less worried about buying ammo. And then we just had training, so we just expended a bunch of ammo. We need to stock up again ourselves. It's tough all over, folks. But what is the cost of liberty? What is the price to stop being a slave? What are you willing to pay? What are you willing to give up? I tell people to have militia patriot yard sales. Go into your garage and slowly spin around and look at all the junk you've accumulated that you've used once. And I'm talking about big stuff. Jet skis, camping equipment that doesn't fit into your backpack. You know, all kinds of stuff. I did it. When I was making decent money, I did the same thing. I'm not talking down to you. I know what keeping up with the Joneses really means. Go out there and look at it. Go into your kids' rooms. Look at all the junk they have. Put it on Craigslist. Put it on eBay. Have a yard sale. And take the funds that you've liquidated from that and buy an extra rifle. Buy the gas mask I talked about. Buy long storage food from us. You know, call us and tell us you want Mountain House prices. We'll give it to you. We won't give it to you. I mean, we'll give you the prices. It sounded kind of weird. So you've got to understand, we are in a critical period. This is 1775. And I don't know if we have a year before it turns into a shooting war. I really don't. Because the New World Order is going to use these illegal aliens against us. Look what they're doing. The minute a state tries to do something right, everything goes to heck in a handbasket, doesn't it? Now you've got the ATF. I want to get into this. You know all these great 10th Amendment states that said, hey, if you make a gun in Montana and you sell it in Montana and it stays in Montana, we don't care if it's a belt-fed 75 caliber rocket launcher or whatever.
I want to get one.
Lou wants one for his birthday. ATF just came out today and said, we will enforce the federal law. Don't even think about it. So where are the sheriffs? Are the sheriffs going to say, go ahead, come into my state. I want to see ATF standoffs against the militia, the posse, and the sheriff's departments. I want to see perp walks of ATF supervisors being arrested for violating states' rights. We're on it, people. We're on the verge. If this were a chessboard, the pieces are being set up. They're moving them. Everybody like the movie Independence Day? New World Order is like the aliens positioning their ships and counting down all around us. This is reality, though. This isn't aliens. They're alien to our way of life, but it's the New World Order. And where are you in the battle? Where do you want to stand? I'm telling you, folks, if you don't have a weapon now, you better figure out how to get one. Don't go out and steal it. Don't get taken out of the fight. Like I always tell you, don't do something stupid. Don't go get a illegal weapon if you're in a state that's already fallen to communism, like here in California. I don't care if it's your granddaddy's blunderbuss over the fireplace. Who puts a blunderbuss over the refrigerator? Maybe we should. We went around today doing that very thing, positioning weapons and ammo where we think they need to be. What are you doing? You waiting for the next American Idol episode to come on? You playing Farmville on Facebook rather than researching how to field strip your Mini 14? Listen to this. You hear that? That was the speakers falling down. But this is me putting a 20-round magazine into a Mini 14 that I'm sitting right next to me. So all you jerks listening, want to talk about what we're doing? That's what we're doing. We're defending ourselves. They're setting up the speakers again. I don't know how I did that. I didn't even touch that part of the room. Nephilim, Anunnaki, get a sword if that's all you got. Machetes, farm implements. This is going to look like that episode in the original Frankenstein when the villagers have just had enough of Dr. Frankenstein's weirdness. And they got torches and pitchforks. That's the way a lot of popular revolts have started. Especially in China. A lot of the Chinese fighting weapons were all farm implements. Oh, I'm quiet now? Hello. I don't know why I'm quiet. I'm still talking. It shows I'm still talking. Hello. Let me know if you can hear me. We need to focus. We need to strengthen our fellowship. We need to strengthen our bodies and our minds. And our souls. Oh, I'm still moving the meter. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Something happened. Turn up the volume there, lost soul. We're coming up on the break here. We passed the break. Do you have our spot ready and a song ready so I can take a break and gargle? So people can hear me. I want this. I told you this. We want the. How many times have you done the show with me? You know, I know you're new and this is your first day in here, Lou, but. Why don't you get the commercial that I programmed in there that I gave you, and are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be back after a spot and a song. Please, if you need the gear, buy it from us. If you can, donate at the pitch-in. We need to pay for the bandwidth. We've got to pay for all this stuff. We'll find a way to do this show no matter what, but the more people we can reach, the better, and I can't do that without you. We haven't worked in several days because of the rain, so we can't even pay for the bandwidth or the power... Oh, wait, we paid the power bill. Now we got to pay for the bandwidth. So be thinking of that during the break, and we'll be right back after this. Go ahead and cue the commercial and hit play, and let's see how long it takes. Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message, and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Coming down, the new world order's coming.
training armies on our ground. With soldiers dressed in black and blue to aim the crosshairs of their guns at the enemy. I know a man who lives way up in Idaho whose sole desire was only to be left alone. One day he sold a so-called friend a gun. One day the federal troops showed up and shot his wife and son. It's coming down, it's all around. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue to aim the crosshairs of their guns at me and you. Way down upon a Waco, Texas farm, I saw the lawless law there flex its long mean arm. Before the sealed search warrants could even be served, the ATF shot up the place. Some got what they deserve. It's coming down, it's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. I bet their leaders think they're fooling me and you. Now foreign troops, they train upon American soil. They hide and sneak around like snakes that slither and coil. And while the people turn their heads complacently, their federal income tax goes up to fund this tyranny. It's coming down, it's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in
there it goes. Carl Klang. It's coming down. There it is. We just got a very interesting call during the break, like we always do, from a very good supporter of the show and a friend of the show, El Doctor. He said he was a little concerned for our safety because I said I'm loading a 20-round magazine into a Mini 14, and he was very concerned about implicating myself and the people here in a felony. Well, the actual state code, because we have gone to the county sheriff because we do training here with 30-round and 20-round magazines. The state law in California, I don't have, where's the sheet that has it? You can own large capacity magazines, especially, you know, they have to have been purchased before the ban went into effect here in California. You can use high capacity magazines in California. You cannot transfer or sell. You can use them at a shooting range, and you can use them on private property for shooting. You can't drive around with them in your vehicle. Actually, there's nothing they can do about that, The only advice we got was if you're going to do home defense, use the 10-round magazine just to make it simple. But that is a huge misconception. He was very concerned about what I did. He thought I was being foolish. I love feedback, especially if it's something you think I'm endangering myself with. But the truth of the matter of the fact is we have checked into it. We have had our lawyers look into it. And even the sheriff of L.A. County, I have a letter from him telling his police officers, you can do nothing about high-capacity magazines. Because unless you can tell when they were manufactured, when the person owned them, it's illegal to bring new ones into the state. It's illegal for, I couldn't, if I had one and I die, you know, my 20 round magazine right here, and I die, it cannot even be willed to Lewis. It has to be destroyed or turned into law enforcement. So, interesting. See, that's another way that they get us. People hear something like the caller, and I love El Doctor. He said, well, the ATF, and I said, what does the ATF care about a state law? And they, I mean, right now we see that they're not allowing Arizona to do what they're in. But I know the ATF can do whatever they want. But the fact of it is that these magazines are older than me, they look like, and they were purchased and maintained prior to the ridiculous draconian gun laws that are here in California. So that was a great, that was a good teachable moment. Thank you, El Doctor. But then with that said, I could be loading an airsoft right now, and the ATF, who cares? They're going to come in and kill me anyway, right? I mean, let's be honest about this. Look what they have done, especially to Hutari and other, and you know, we need the song. I can be the legalist guy in the world, and they're going to come in here and say I have automatic weapons and I'm raping my dog, and they have to come in and stop it for the sake of the dog. It doesn't matter how legal you are, they're going to come after you. So, a great teachable moment. You can have grandfathered magazines in California. I have stood side by side on the shooting range with city and county law enforcement officers up here who said the same thing when they were training with us. So there you have it. I'm sorry to get you scared, but see, that tells me. I mean, El Doctor was like, oh, no, I have to, you know, he cares. So he called up during the break and gave me his opinion. But we've researched it. But with all that said, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway, right? Right? I mean, right now, I'm violating some law simply by communicating to you religious, political, patriotic, constitutional thought, right? And I said something about the Hutari guys. The new article out right now, they're telling the lawyer for the Hutari that they have to prove that they're not a danger so they can get bail. They're putting the burden on the defendant, which is a huge violation of their rights. So that's an example of, yeah, the law may be this. So the point from El Doctor is well taken. They actually put one of the informants up on this stand in the Hutari case, trying to get a bail hearing to sway the way of the those that are being held prisoners of war. And they said, do you think they're a danger? Well, I can't really answer that in a short sentence. Did you hear them talk about this plot? Well, no, not really. Well, so the FBI, getting all upset, brought in the tape. And in the tape, they're sitting around the campfire making jokes about assassinating New World Order thugs. Now, any one of you out there that says you haven't done that is a liar. You talk about shooting. You may give it a different term. You may say mobile supply pods, two-legged moose, whatever you want. We all do that. Having a thought and discussing it is not against the law. Doesn't matter anymore, though, does it? And my argument was, I was in this little thread that was going on. I said, if that's the case, every single rap so-called artist in America should be in prison, because 90% of the songs are about killing people, especially cops and whitey and innocent women. So it's a freedom of speech thing, folks. And the law is written as it is, and you can say they can interpret it any way they want, and that's true. But I will not live in fear. I will not live in fear. We have videos that we've put out. Oh, just so you know, El Doctor, watch To Teach Them War. Look at the weapons demonstrations on there. We're using 30-round mags. They're all grandfathered for the weapons that they were being used in. So, no, I appreciate your input and everything, and it made for a good teachable moment. So keep them coming. Don't ever, any of you, if I say something that you go, hey, wait a minute, He just said that the Queen of England's a man, and I know she's not because I met her at a tea party. So call me and tell me. You know, I'm not perfect by any means.
The Queen is a man.
And I'm going to make mistakes, and the time will come when I may slip up like that. You know, hypothetically, I could say something incredibly stupid on the air, and it's out there, and that's it. But the fact of it is that we've done enough physically, we've done enough in the body, enough in the media, that it doesn't matter, really. They want to come and squish us up here at the Church of Cahuilla. They're going to do it. I know for a fact there's already an infiltrator here off and on. He's a punk, and he's not very good at it, and we have fun with him. I've been using the word punk a lot lately. Sounded like a ex-con or something. But you get what I'm doing. Tally-ho, time for tea. Yes, that's right. Before the break, which, and then that was a fine little break to get off there, people are saying get what you can, dollar store stuff. Be careful on the dollar store, especially, like, we got a bunch of packets of mashed potatoes. When we got them home, they were, like, 3 weeks left on them to expire. So we ate them, and then, you know, in a short time. But make sure you check those things. I like going to the bigger grocery outlet type stores, but we always check the dates, especially on your more acidic things like citrus fruits and tomato paste, tomato soups, anything like that that has an acid in it. They're not going to last very long, so be careful looking at those, but those are great. Before I went, we were talking about dehydrated potatoes. We got a bunch of bags of potato flakes. We also get these. They're 2 for $1 sometimes at our Food Max. They probably don't have them everywhere. But they're these 4 servings of potatoes in a pouch. You just add hot water. No milk, no butter, nothing. Hot water. They're perfect for camping. We use them constantly. I've got an entire cabinet full of all these little pouches. And potatoes are cool because you can, I mean, if you're in the field, you put those, you know, you get the water boiling, you pour them in, you fluff them up, you add a pouch of corn. We get pouches of, you know, corn. We get ramen really cheap. You mix everything in together and you make a mulligan stew out of it. Jaws of Life, who is our expert shopper and bargain hunter for the show, in fact, we're trying to get her to have her own show on here, is saying when you go to those places and have the big bargain bins, dig to the bottom because longer-lasting items are back there. You know, anybody that's worked in a grocery store or 7-Eleven or something, they'll rotate the foods. The older milk gets pushed to the front, that kind of thing. I think we all know that. It's a great point. Something to do, especially in these discount places. The cup of soups are good, although I don't like the, I think for the price, the ramen's pretty good, but, I mean, it's just starch. You got to add something to it. Throw a can of peas in there. Throw some broccoli in there. You know, you don't have cans of broccoli, do you? You know, cans of carrots, stuff like that. I know all you health folks are saying, Lou just likes putting corn in his. The canned food isn't that healthy, but you're going to be on the run, folks. You're going to be living a different lifestyle. And this is even if the economy gets bad. The economy gets bad, there's nothing you're going to be able to do. You know, you won't be able to go to the grocery store. I'm telling you, the food's not being grown here right now. I don't know where you're going to get your food unless you've stockpiled it. And beans and rice. One of our people up here, his family, their kids are like, I don't want to eat beans and rice. Okay, you don't get to eat beans and rice. What are you going to eat? You know, that's the way it goes. Go for grits. Jaws of Life in the chat room. You guys got to get in the chat room. All kinds of good info getting in there. Extremely high in calorie and iron. Grits. I lived on grits in the Army. I never ate them before. Never, ever, ever knew what a grit was till I went to Fort Benning, Georgia for basic training, airborne, and AIT.
Just like Bo Grits.
No, not Bo Grits. It's Bo Grites, okay? I wish you would stop. He thinks that Bo Grites is part of the Veggie Tales or something. I don't know. I don't even know what grits is. Anybody know what it is? Also, I talk about spices, vitamins, and different types of mineral supplements, whether they're the powder kinds you put into drinks. I love those because you can stuff them in your canteen pouch. There's all kinds of them out there. Don't get the diet stuff. You don't want low-calorie stuff because we're talking survival, folks. Let's go back to my firefighter days and urban search and rescue. You're going to need about 4,000 calories a day to dig for your loved ones through the debris of a bombed-out building or an earthquake-dropped house or a tornado. Pick your flavor. Let's see. Walgreens Register Rewards date last week. Deal last week was free vitamin D, so I stocked up on it, also on vitamin C. You can get all kinds of stuff. We're up here experimenting with vitamin B1 for repelling insects. We've discovered that you have to take like 5 times the regular dosage. So anyone, El Doctor, if you're listening, what is there a downside to taking that much vitamin B1? Because up here it's mosquito season. We were experimenting literally the other day, and I got eaten alive. I was the guy that got citronella. I rubbed citronella lotion on me, and it did zero good. The other guy had taken a bunch of B1, and he seemed to be fine. Lou was he had nothing, and he didn't get bit very much. I don't know. Garlic, a lot of garlic in the diet. That type of stuff. Fresh garlic just came up. I love eating garlic. When I used to eat a lot of garlic, I never got eaten. I love Mexican and Italian food. So heavy garlics. Get a lot of the garlic powders, things like that, to put in your food. It says Jaws of Life is recommending eat raw garlic cloves. I mean, these myths, these vampire myths and stuff, they have a basis in truth. I bet it was for insects, you know, blood-sucking insects, not blood-sucking undead, but, you know, who knows. For cramps, vitamin D and calcium, I think I'm right on that one. Calcium, oyster shell, those types of things are good for leg cramps. I know a lot of people that get leg cramps in the late night and their foot cramps and stuff like that. My father was stricken with it. And he used to take an oyster shell extract. Let's see. He calls him that one more time, and Bo is going to put a bounty out on Lou if you call him Bo Gritz. Yeah, he's actually, I heard him on some other network. He's still doing the radio thing. He's a little more focused than he used to be, more personal. But he's somewhere over in Utah, I think, doing stuff. Bo Gritz, that is, for those of you that can't watch the chat room and see what I'm talking about. I want to give a little plug. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Pastor Warren Mark Campbell is going to be in here, and he's going to explain the historical, biblical, and constitutional basis for the militia in America. Be thinking of your questions, because we're going to take questions by phone, and we're going to take questions over the chat room for Pastor Warren Mark Campbell. So there you go. Other guests we're trying. I've got to encourage you guys. We're doing this here. Every member, adult member of the church, and every teenager has to do this. Get a copy of Patriots from survivalblog.com. Actually, you got to go to amazonbooks.com. He doesn't have them there anymore. Go to Amazon Books. Look for Patriots by John Wesley. Oh, I can't think of his name now. Please help me, guys. Give me you guys that know his name. But go to survivalblog.com, get his name, look for the book, jump over there. They're only letting you buy 10 at a time. I was going to buy them and offer them as gifts in the contest that we're going to figure out here in like 2 or 3 days. But we could only get 10, and we're passing them around the church. But you guys need to get this book, Patriots. It reads like a novel, but it's a training manual. And no, it's not racist. It's not from any Aryan nation guy or anything. It's practical applications. And the one key thing in there that's in the first four chapters that I want to talk about the next 8 minutes with you over is doubling up. Doubling up. If you're a family or a lone single person or a single parent with kids, seek out and find at least one other family. One other family to combine your resources. Work together. That is the new strategic theme of what we're doing up here. We have a lot of people that are in Exeter. We have people in Lindsay. This means nothing to you folks. We have people 15, 20, 30, 70 miles away from our group that are hardcore members of our church and supporters of what we do up here for the Constitution. Let's put it that way. We have people hundreds of miles away. El Doctor is far away. Steve in SoCal is far away. We have Code 3 who listens on the repeats. He's 8 hours away. But you got to find people in your area if you're gonna carpool to get here. That's a nice way of saying convoy. What are we looking at here? Jaws of Life. We talk truth about info. Okay, yeah. So find people you've got to really be diligent in this now. If there's nobody like-minded around you, you've got to relocate. You don't want to be there when stuff falls apart. If you're listening to this show and you're a patriot and you live in South Central LA, you live in the Greenbrier District of Chicago, you live in, you know, the bad parts of all the cities, every city has them, and you have no brothers or sisters, you know, of the cause, you've got to get out. Networking, Ole Ma did with an exclamation point. And we're doing it here. We've made contact with all the militias in our area. A few of them have reciprocated. When the time comes, we'll work together as scouts for the bigger militias or the military that goes our way in this. But you can't do this alone. James Wesley Rawls is the author. James Wesley Rawls. It's R-A-W-L-E-S.
R-A-W-L-E-S, yeah.
Yeah, and go to Amazon.com. Look up Patriots.
Patriots, a novel of survival in the coming collapse.
Yeah, Patriots, a novel of survival in the coming collapse. I'm sure you guys can hear Lou in the background, right? You've got to get this book. It's been the unofficial guidebook of the militia movement for years. And now it is... It's focusing on what's happening now, the economic collapse, the societal collapse, the infringements, you know, it's going on. Jaws of Life says hi, Lou. Stacy should be home any minute, too. I made her chicken strips and french fries. There's a healthy meal for a working girl. But I digress. Get that book. Another thing today is there is a bill going through the House. I think it passed House. It's going to go to the Senate now, federally, that will make it illegal for a militia to be racially oriented. It will basically make it illegal for groups like the Ku Klux Klan and Aryan Nations and all that, which I, you know my opinions on that. But what happens if you live in Iowa and everybody in your militia is white? If you're in Iowa and everybody you know is a big strapping white farm boy because there's nobody else there, they're going to use this law to shut up your militia. Because I found a really good report today, and we're going to talk about it in the next hour, on just really what's going on in the militia movement. But they're doing everything they can. We're one of the few, it said, democracies that allows private militias. Well, they're going to try and stop that. You know that, right? They're going to use the whole National Guard thing. We heard it on our local radio. They were doing the history of the militia in Central California, and they kept saying National Guard. I sent an email to the station saying the National Guard didn't exist until 19 blah, blah, blah. I had it in front of me at the time. With the Dict Act. And they're even saying that there was no, they're trying to deny that there was ever a militia in Central California. There were during the Civil War, there were Confederate and Union militias here fighting it out in little skirmishes and things. They start rewriting history. The next thing is taking away those rights in current, present day, present era. So be looking out for that. I told you about the FCC having a special order now that they can go around and collect communications equipment. We found out a wonderful thing. There's a network of 2 meter 440, for those of you that are into it, those are just different frequency sets. If you get your 2 meter no code radio license, or if you need to bootleg it, I understand, but I got my license. I had it when I was a fireman, and I just keep doing it. KF6HTU, for those of you that want to look up what name I used on that, KF6HTU, that's me. I'm out here, unabashedly a patriot. And I found out that I can talk to, like, Europe on this private repeater system. Unless the FCC comes in and shuts it down. Right? Think about that. We can communicate with people all over the world freely under the First Amendment, even though the nations we're talking to may not have a First Amendment. And now they want to come in and seize those and take them over. So if you don't have that kind of radio equipment, at least get an FRS radio. It stands for Family Service Radio, and you want one that's a FRS/GMRS. I believe it stands for General Mobile Radio Service. Some people say Government Mobile. You're going to spend about $60 for two of them. Don't use the rechargeable batteries, but get in there. You can talk. I talked peak to peak about 15 miles with them one time on the border. Right? So FRS radios, CB radios, ham equipment. Some woman went to a yard sale, bought a ham radio for $1 and gave it to me. I thought it was broken because the batteries had cracked and corroded. That's another thing. Don't store your batteries in your electronic equipment, night vision, whatever. You'll ruin it. Might as well just throw it in the sink if that's what you're going to do because you're ruining it. But this radio worked. And I programmed a little bit, hit some repeaters, and now I got my radio guy. I'm so glad we found him. Rocky Hill, make sure when you see Rabbit, you tell him to thank his dad again for hooking us up. FlashElectronics.com, is that the website? I don't know. We need to look up the website. Can you look up the website? It's in Tulare, but he does international business. And I think it's FlashElectronics.com is what it is. But Lou's going to look it up for us. And this guy builds CBs.
FlashElectronics.net.
Excuse me, FlashElectronics.net. I'm going to say it slower. FlashElectronics.net. FlashElectronics.net. Get over there. Go to their website. This guy will build you radios or sell you radios. They're a little bit expensive, but I'm talking CBs that will talk hundreds of miles without an external linear amplifier. They're putting them in them now. I haven't been into CB since the 80s.
That's not him.
Oh, wait a minute. Flash Electronics, Tulare, California. Sorry, folks, don't go to that one. That's not him. Really, I missed that, DJ. FCC had an... Yes, Rocky Hill Ranger. They got an executive order from the president in a national or regional disasters. They have the right to seize all communications equipment, everything from cell phones to signal mirrors and smoke signals, I guess. Lou's looking it up now. The other thing was, you notice these tornadoes that happened over the weekend. What was FEMA's official response this time? Oh, that's a state issue.
Electronic.net.
We're just here to support a recovery. We're not here to be immediate responders anymore. Notice that. What is Flash?
Electronic.
Electronic.net. Drop the S. FlashElectronic.net. FlashElectronic.net. Please do me a favor. I'm trying to get him as a sponsor of the show. Go there. Send him an email. Tell him you heard it on the Dutch Jones radio show from the church at Kaweah. Please do that for me. If just you 10 folks in here do it, we'll be good. Okay, we're going to come back after this. We got a reset. Go ahead and play the intro right now.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A new world order.
Attention.
Government is the problem.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Woohoo! Okay, we're back, folks. We're making the transition to our friends over at Liberty Tree Radio. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. We come to you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on Liberty Tree Radio. We were on a previous hour on my site at dutchjones.tk. Check that out, dutchjones.tk. On the phone, we have El Doctor. We were talking in the last hour about certain minerals and vitamins we should be purchasing now. We were asking, what is the best vitamin for repelling bug bites, mosquitoes? We're talking about vitamin B. Go ahead, Doctor. What do you want to tell us?
Well, I couldn't tell you what the best to resist insects. I know when I worked as a medical missionary in Southeast Asia, after 2 or 3 weeks of eating the local cuisine, which was heavy in vegetables and garlic, that the mosquitoes began to take less of an interest in us as their dietary supplement.
Okay.
So, when you were mentioning vitamin D1, we all know that when you eat any kind of starch or sugar, it creates an energy. The cells take that into the body, uses oxygen, and creates energy. Vitamin B is the process inside the cell that helps create the energy. Without the vitamin B1, you're going to suffer from a nervous system problem.
Wow.
You're going to have deficiencies in your muscles reacting properly. You're going to be nauseous. You're going to be extremely lethargic and weak.
Wow.
So the average adult takes less than 0.5 milligram of B1 or thiamine. So if you're looking up your contents of something you're eating or a supplement, thiamine is also vitamin B1. So an adult uses less than half a child from 1 to 12, 14 years of age will take between 1 and 2 milligrams a day.
Okay.
And when they reach adulthood, you know, 0.3 to 0.5 milligrams is still enough. However, for therapeutic ranges, when people have this problem of lack of vitamin B1, they will give them up to 200 to 1,000 milligrams.
Okay. We're not even close to that.
But you have to understand, however, taking that dosage is for a limited time under medical supervision because it will affect your muscle and your nervous system.
Wow.
So typically, 0.5 milligram a day is all that you need.
Okay. Now, where can we find that if we can't, you know, I'm telling everybody to go buy thiamine and B1. What foods would be naturally rich in that? Do you know?
Okay. Some of the things that are the highest. And let me pull this up here to make sure I'm getting them correct.
Okay, we're talking with El Doctor, the official medical advisor for the Dutch Jones radio program.
Some of the best things to get your vitamin B is going to be romaine lettuce, not iceberg. The dark green leafy.
Oh, good.
Spinach, kale, things of that nature. Any dark leafy vegetable.
There's food in the frying pan.
Sunflower seeds have one of the highest amounts of B1 you can
get. That makes sense.
Elephant tuna and any kind of tuna fish. high in right. B1. Celery, any kind of legume, black beans, pinto beans. Beans are very, very high.
Okay.
And most of the squashes will also have large amounts of vitamin B1 for the body.
Well, that makes sense because I used to have diets rich in that, and then when I found out I was type 2 diabetic, they cut me on a lot of those things, and I'm only now being swarmed by mosquitoes. So it's interesting. And then in pill form, because people up here were saying they would take 100 milligrams of it, and I was worried that was dangerous, so I'm glad you told us that for a short period of time, some people take as many as 1,000.
Well, you do not want to be taking more than a week.
Okay.
More than a week will literally start to cause a loss of appetite, pins and needle sensations in nerve endings, such as the toes and the fingers.
Okay.
You can develop muscle tenderness in the calves and major muscle groups if you're taking too much B1 for too long a time.
Okay. So you guys heard it right from a doctor. It's B1, you know, one, you said a half a milligram for adults. And you take it daily, and it'll help with the insects. Because we're getting swarmed up here now with all this rain and standing water. It's bad. And, you know, with the risk of encephalitis and avian flu, we're really worried about the mosquitoes. So thank you.
Dutch, you'd be blessed and honored this week, sir.
You too, and thank you for the call earlier, too. We appreciate you looking out for us.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, sir. Bye-bye. Once again, that was El Doctor, supporter and an official member of the medical staff for the Church of Cahuilla's when we have our our last conference, we had an elderly person who had some kind of surgery on his face and was bleeding and stuff, and El Doctor was here and took care of it, and I found he's the guy that at our table when we were selling military surplus and we had some water filter systems. He told us about Sawyer water systems, which are the water systems we sell now. They're superior to anything out there. Had he not told us about that, we probably wouldn't be on the air right now. It was money from that got us on the air, and it sustains us, you know, a little bit. So Sawyer water filters, check them out at our website, but that came from El Doctor. So those of you that are just tuning in here at Liberty Tree Radio, I want to welcome you to jumping into our second hour here. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have Pastor Warren Mark Campbell from the Church at Cahuilla talking about the biblical, constitutional, and historical aspects of the organized and unorganized or unenrolled militias. He's done a lot of research. We've worked on some videos. You may have seen the video that we've put out around the country called To Teach Them War. It deals briefly with that, and we're working on the second volume now. And if you're one of those Christians like I am and you're getting sick and tired of all these sheep, Jesus was a pacifist, and you need to just let him come and take you. This man will give you the tools, the verses, the arguments, the proof, the facts, the biblical facts. How being a militant Christian is not only a right, it's required by the Lord. You know, so when we say no king but King Jesus, we serve a sovereign king, and we mean that. So tomorrow, you want to get a feel of what the Church at Cahuilla is all about, what Dutch Jones is all about. I'm new to Liberty Tree Radio. I've pulled over some of my own listeners, but some of you folks listening to me now, I remember looking at the chat room, they're like, who is this guy? You know, he knows it, he believes this, he believes that. Yeah, I have some different beliefs, but you want to find out what my biblical worldview is, and you want to know what our militia thinks up here, listen tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It's going to be exciting. You can call in and ask them questions. The number to call in is 559-561-8225. That's 559-561-8225. Now, we may repeat some of the things I talked about earlier, but I'm going to do it. I always do everything differently. Today, in the paper, I've got to find this. I've got to open the window, and I'm always afraid if I do anything with my computer, it'll take me off the air. So bear with me, and if we do disappear, we will fight to get back on the air. I've got to find my show topics for today, and of course, I can't find them. There was an article that was put out by Reuters. Okay. I made the mistake of cleaning up my computer top. Never do that. Here we go. U.S. militias. Reuters did a very long, in-depth report on the rapid growth of militias that are feeding off of politics. And, of course, they went to Michigan and they talked to those traitor militias that turned in the Hutari guys. And that's my opinion. I'm distant from the situation, but from what I've read, this Lacamar stuff, whoever he is, I hope I never meet him. I'm not threatening him or anything. I just don't want to be around people like that. They make my skin crawl. It says Detroit/Fort Hood, Texas, Reuters. Three times a week, Mike Lacamar climbs into his truck and drives the same delivery route through the suburbs of Detroit. Lacamar is an independent contractor for a private parcel company If you live northwest of this battered city and you recently purchased something from a home shopping network, there's a good chance this 36-year-old handled your package. I don't like the way that sounds. But throughout the article, and I want you to find it, just Google, you know, Reuters special report, rapid growth and militias feed off politics. It's the most in-depth report I've seen. It's the closest to being fair. They're saying that there's 200 armed militias in the United States, unlike these alarmists, ADL and the Southern Perversion Law Center, say that, you know, there's thousands of us. Now, all these groups are saying that there are about 6,000 members around the country. Well, they're saying there's about 200, and they're saying they're mostly harmless. The United States is one of the few Western democratic countries that permit independent militias. Their rapid growth coincides with a sharp rise in partisan rhetoric. That I disagree with. It's not partisan rhetoric. It's being fed up with the New World Order. So, of course, you know, typical left-wing media stuff in there. Now, I got to move this over so I can read it. I got to keep that. Let's see. Depending on your perspective, they are either patriots or paranoid. Experts in law enforcement and academia are divided on how big an actual threat they may pose. But they all agree on one thing. The groups are very well armed. They tell us what they're planning by how they craft the propaganda against us. I'm a big fan of Lindsey Williams. If you've watched any of his videos, we're probably going to offer some of his videos to folks that are donating. He told us that the New World Order has to, under their own ethical code, give us prior warning. That's what these articles are about. And he even goes so far as to say that's what movies are about. You know, the different movies. They're telling us right here, they're well-armed. They're afraid that we're well-armed. So what does that tell you? They want to disarm us. It's not anything you don't know, but it's being packaged right now, and they're really driving the spear point into the heart of the movement. They're trying to get, because I honestly believe, you know, they always say 3% got the American Revolution going in, you know, in the late 1700s. I think we're actually around 1% now. From the people I talk to, and there are people that talk a good talk and walk a good walk, but the minute it gets scary, like when the Sutari thing hit and people around us started saying, oh, the church at Kauai is next, they're a militant Christian group, we lost people because they were afraid. So we're like 1%. So they're focusing on the 99% that are sheep or just poser, that's a term for my teen ages, a poser militia people. So they're trying to build a case against us because all the jury pools that are going to sit against you are out there right now reading this. Those of us that are going to get swept up, like my pastor said in his sermon on fear, you know, if they get us and arrest us, we will not go willingly, but if they do drag us down and we're in prison, we will not bend. Well, there has to be jury pools to destroy us. That's what these articles, that's what these news stories are like. I think it was two summers ago, we were asked by the History Channel up here at the church at Kauai to be part of, it was either the History Channel or the Discovery Channel, forgive my memory. It was History Channel. I haven't been this. Thank you. Look, my 14-year-old son is my Rolodex and my you know, temporary hard drive, because ever since I had a stroke, I have terrible memory patches that I go through. See, like I forgot what I was talking about. No, but they asked us to be on, and I contacted Liberty Tree Radio. They may not remember this because, you know, nobody contacted a bunch of other people, and there were militias that were like, "Oh yeah, go ahead and do it. That'd be great." Well, it was a sham report, and I didn't want to be part of it, and I'm glad we weren't. We took Mark Kornke's advice, the people from Liberty Tree Radio, and we told them we wanted no part of it. We've had people try and contact me for the Hutari thing, and I've just said no. I don't want anything to do with local newspapers, the video media, radio media. I don't want any part of it. They are building a case against us for future jury pools, so don't be complicit in that. But some may say, well, if you don't get your word out, how are you going to defend yourself? Well, it doesn't matter. Like today in court. Or was it today or yesterday, the Hutari, the judge said, it's up to the defense attorney to prove that the Hutari members are not dangerous. That's a flip-flop on our system of justice. That just proves how completely corrupt it is. The defendant does not have to prove that he is not dangerous. The prosecution, the state, the federal government who is bringing this case against civilians has to prove that they are a danger. And the little tape they played of him sitting around the campfire making jokes isn't enough. How many people here listening to me right now haven't sat around the campfire, nothing to do with the militia, and just made jokes about, you know, how funny it would be to do this or that? That is violent. Because if that, my tent just blew off my front yard. We got a raging storm coming in. It just went flying that way. We should have anchored it. Back to the topic. If that were the case, if it is illegal to simply sit around a campfire and make jokes of a violent and off-color nature about what you would do if, Wouldn't it be funny if you were getting pulled over for going 60 in a 55 and you just stomped on the brakes and it launched the police officer? Great, you know, I don't intend to do that. You know, unfocused violence for no purpose is stupid. Then if that's true, I think that they need to round up every single rap artist, and I use artist loosely, in America who's recorded any song about smacking his women, shooting other homies, and killing police officers. Why aren't they in prison for making jokes like that or making songs like that? So be careful what you read, and you've got to digest this stuff. Now, my folks who have been listening to me for several years know that I'm really big on be careful of what you say. And in the last hour, I was sitting here and I was talking about how I'm going to put my 20-round clip into my Mini 14 right here. Technically, it's my wife's Mini 14. And somebody called, a supporter of the show, said, oh, no, you're talking about having a 20-round clip in California. Well, we have the law right here. We've gone to the sheriff's department. Sheriff's deputies and city police officers are actually trained next to us. We know the law. And the law is that if it was before the ban, you can have it. It's not illegal to possess them. It's illegal to sell them, transfer them, or anything. They have to be destroyed when you die because we live in a communist state, a gun control state. So that just shows how our minds are formed by these things. We see something, we think it's true. Up until we studied this, I thought all high-cap mags were illegal, but they're not. I have letters from the sheriff of Los Angeles County, Tulare County, I can't remember the county for San Francisco, but advising their officers you can't arrest somebody simply for having a high-cap mag. You know, so you got a rainbow while it's raining. Man, we're getting weird weather here in California. We've had snow and rain for the last 2 weeks. Bad for us. We aren't able to work.
Australia was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I talked to people. They said it didn't rain.
Yeah, well, it's been doing this all day, but not this bad. So we haven't been able to work all week, which means we get to do a little more research, clean the guns, prepare for when they come and kick in the door here. So we definitely need your support. Go to dutchjones.tk, D-U-T-C-H-J-O-E-N-S. I hope you can hear the rain. .tk, dutchjones.tk. There's a chip in there. The money goes directly to pay for satellite uplink for our internet, electricity for the room, a donation to the church for letting us use the room, and for paying for the bandwidth to air on places like Liberty Tree Radio and You Broadcast and anybody else that wants to pick it up. So that's my little spiel on that. The next thing I want to talk about is I'm getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails from people that don't hear me on satellite anymore. And I'm sorry to hear that. I guess I had a huge listening audience on satellite. A lot of people missed the show since First Amendment Radio went nuts and I had to leave. But here's what I'm asking you. If you're a listener that is a dedicated satellite person only and you don't have internet and you have no way of getting internet, if you can find a satellite provider, give me the information. Email me at dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com. dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com. I can't guarantee we'll get on. I have no idea what it costs. I know it's a couple $1,000s per month to do that kind of thing if you can do 24 hours a day. And I'm naive and I'm a babe in the woods when it comes to satellite. The people that are asking about shortwave, we have no way to legally do shortwave right now. When the stuff hits the fan,
we're you broadcasting right now?
How do you know?
Someone said they lost feed on that.
Okay, let's see what we're doing. Audio. Yeah, we're still broadcasting. Tell people to reset. I don't know if they lost it. It's just a lag time. They probably have to reset at Liberty Tree Radio. But we'll work on it. If you've got information, if you know something somewhere, help us out. This is a campfire radio show. The heavy rain is knocking out our satellite signal. That's what it's doing. And these storms are coming and going fast, so it says I'm still going, so we'll try what we're doing. We'll see what we can do. I'm typing this in for the chat room, folks. But this show is about participation. This show is about supporting each other, fellowship. We went from the moment that the Hutari incident happened when they were violated by the federal government in all kinds of ways, we went from being a tactical advice show to a strategic show.
Someone said they just lost audio.
Yeah, everybody here saying they can hear it. But I'm sorry about people losing audio. It's just the rain. Yeah, we're having problems because we're in a violent rainstorm right now, and it knocks out our satellite signal because the signal just can't go through the rain. The goal of this radio show is we need to move down the hill a little bit to get on a hardline internet, and it'll be better. So with the support of our listeners and you know, donating the funds, we'll be able to find a location. We found one place, $350 a month for a storefront. We can rent that and put everything in there, and on our U-Broadcasting 24 hours a day, we'll run Mark Kornke, we'll run the sermons up here, we'll run everybody. but that's it. But we're shifting our focus to strategic. We're trying to build links. We're trying to build fellowships with other people. Being a Christian worldview militia makes it a little hard. We're a little unique. I know most militia guys I talk to are Christian. That's just the way it happens. I run into a lot of secular militias that deny it and hate everything we do, but that's their problem, not mine. But we're trying to network. That's why we put out the video, to teach them war. That's why we're putting out more videos. Some people say we're nuts, and we may vacillate back and forth. That's why tomorrow we're going to have Pastor Warren Mark Campbell on talking about the precedent of pastors being in charge of the old colonial militias and the churches, that rebellion to tyranny is obedience to the Lord. And that's why you'll hear me say all the time, no king but King Jesus, the motto of our show. We dropped out there for a second again. I can see it on our meter. But we'll keep talking about this. We're fighting a huge enemy. That doesn't mean they're invincible. Look at David and Goliath. And people don't know this. When he went to the river, he picked up several stones. That's because he went after the entire family of Goliaths. You know, it's a constant battle. It's not just one enemy that we need to attack. It's the whole system has to come apart. We need to rebuild it. So we can't have fear. And the reason, you know how you don't have fear? Think about it. When you were a kid, if you were alone in a bedroom, you thought the boogeyman was under the bed. But if you had five kids over for a sleepover, you